Hello, Nationals fans. Frank's here from Nationals 101, getting over a cold at the end of the holiday season. We are putting together a very quick blooper reel from the past year of podcasting because, as you can imagine, as goofy as we sounded sometimes on the air, there was plenty of other stuff that just was totally off the rails. We felt like we better just save this at the end for you all. A lot of learning how to do a podcast, a lot of learning how to as to what you can anticipate other people to know and not. But some of it's very funny, so we're including it here. And then hopefully in the next week or two, we're going to start season two of Nationals 101. Hopefully you have found us on the internet. I'm going to give you some of our addresses really quickly if you haven't. Nationals 101 on the Twitter. Nats 101 is our new homepage, nats101.com. You can go to the Facebook, Nationals 101. If you type that into facebook.com/nationals101, you'll find us. And the same with iTunes, Nationals 101. Hope you had a nice, safe, happy holiday season. And we will all see you very soon. Hopefully we'll see you on January 26th at Nats Fest or at the Bobby Vann's Steakhouse Happy Hour thereafter. Keep tuned into Twitter and the blog and all sorts of stuff. We'll have more stuff coming, more awesome, over-the-top greatness that we're going to continue to provide you. Okay, Susan's giving me a face now, so I'm going to cut this short, other than to introduce the very first blooper clip on our reel, which is really sort of one of the very first times that I realized I was taking for granted some of the things that my wife knew about baseball and sort of leaving her dangling in an unfair territory. So as much my fault as anything, when you turn around and you ask Susan something like, so how do you know when to include a designated hitter? When does the designated hitter get to play? And her answer after a short pause was,
if you are down.
You have the worst guesses ever. Yeah. Well, the Nationals are down, so they're going to get their designated hitter into the game now.
The National League doesn't do that.
Right, but when they play an American League team.
Oh. This isn't going on there, by the way.
Yeah, it's totally going on
there. No, it's not.
Good outtake. So are you confused about what happens when a National League team plays an American League team?
I will be now. No, I hadn't even gotten there yet. But that can be my next question.
Oh
really? Okay. Lead into that. Yeah, do it. Do it.
I don't even know what the last good thing we said was. The when they're down was funny. When they're down was really funny.
What do you mean?
It was just like it was just so wrong. It was great.
But we should make it outtakes blooper. Real.
Blooper!
La Roche, Espinoza, and Desmond. Zimmerman, Suzuki. Don't forget there is a pitcher too. Morse and Harper and Worth are with you. And then Davey's running the dugout. McCaddy's coaching the pen. And the Nats are playing at home tonight. And we'll see Screech then. Yay! I have two more.
You can do one more.
But we don't have to play these on at the same time. They can be separate Easter eggs.
God damn it. All right, go ahead.
Okay. The Nationals won the NL East. The Nationals won the NL East.
No, it's the Nats. The Nats are gonna win.
No, but they won.
Yeah, I know, but we gotta use it for next year now.
Oh.
Oh, we'll sing it whatever you want. I don't care.
Okay, well, this is my celebration song.
I liked it better as a rally song.
The Nats are going to win the NL East. Okay, we'll give it to the viewers. You can choose. Yeah. Then the viewers, the listeners.
I don't have all night.
The Nationals won the NL East. The Nationals won the NL East. Not Atlanta, Philadelphia, New York, or Miami. No, the Nationals won the NL East. Yay.
Guess who's a pre-K teacher here?
Good job.
Superstar.
You ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's try it.
Let's pretend like we have a marriage.
Let's pretend. Love you. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Are you ready to rock? Do you know where you are?
Oh, no. You're in one of those.
You're in the podcast, baby. You're going down in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle.
Ahem. I am ready.
Make sure you cut that out.
Okay. But you wanted to know about
interleague
play. Yes, I said the word interleague, and you wanted to know if American League and National League teams play. And as a matter of fact, they do. And as a matter of fact, they've already done it once this year when they played who? Who is the American League team? Quiz time. Who's the American League team they played this year? Really?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll start that over.
That's why I was looking at you like a deer in the headlights. When I give you that freaked out look, that probably means you need to mouth it to me. Because remember, people can't see us.
But I should have typed it into the thing. But we have seen an American League team this year. We'll start again for a second. You know the American League team.
I don't know the difference of the teams. No, I do not. And I didn't want to cheat.
You should cheat. Take a look at the American League side and see if there's a team we play.
American League.
Don't say anything. I'll start asking the question.
Cheap.
Somewhere in here.
Baltimore Ravens. Just kidding. I knew that would get you after that, so.
Go poke around over there. Go demand that we... Don't demand anything. They're nice people. But go over there and demand your MTV. Yes. Go get your good baseball coverage. That's trailing off. All right. And for our new website, you go to Nationals 101. I'm sorry. For our old website, it's nationals101.wordpress.com. And our new one, Nationals 101. I'm sorry. No, it's... Fuck! Snort! This is the most fun we've had.
This is great. We haven't gotten in a fight yet.
Okay.
For being a good girl, kind of another glass of wine. You know, people, there's only so much script I can take.
I know, but you hate it if there isn't a script.
I hate it if there's not a script. We have to find this balance, right? So there's this huge argument and debate. Yeah.
The balance is I'll do the work and then you shred it. That's the balance.
I get really nervous. And when I like screw up and mess up and sound like a dope more than I already do with a script. So I need to have an outline. Sometimes in Frank... we're trying to figure out what the detail of the outline I need. And so Frank's written this verbatim thing for tonight. And it gets completely lost. And then he also tells me that we have to sound more free and natural. And so this is me being free and natural and go to the next part. The art of pitching. Go!
So getting all deleted.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
However... After the due date, you are running the risk of actually getting sick after eating something. And that's just sort of where the Strasburg example is. Could he be fine if he kept pitching? He could be fine. Who knows? But
you're
what?
Running the risk
all
of...
All the evidence on the...
Montezuma's revenge.
Exactly. Exactly. All the evidence is saying you don't want to spend the rest of the season on the toilet. And I think that's a great place to cut off our little bonus coverage.
This will be after the music, right?
After the music.
Okay.